BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The US says the Syrian government has installed a crematorium in a military prison near Damascus in order to dispose of thousands of murdered prisoners. A top US diplomat for the Middle East said that up to 50 detainees a day were being killed at Sednaya. Emmanuel Macron has called for an historic refoundation of Europe after meeting the German Chancellor during his first foreign trip as French president. Mr. Macron said they'd agreed to work on plans to reform the European Union. The government in Ivory Coast says it's reached a deal with soldiers to end their four-day mutiny over unpaid bonuses, but some representatives of the mutineers said they had rejected the proposals. The army in the Democratic Republic of Congo says more than 500 people have been killed in fighting between security forces and an anti-government militia since the end of March. The majority of the dead are rebels. A United Nations official says all of the hostages who are being held in a mosque in the town of Bangassou in the Central African Republic have now been released. Around 1,000 civilians had been held there by Christian militias. The hardline mayor of Tehran has withdrawn from the Iranian presidential race. He gave his backing to the other leading conservative, Ebrahim Raisi. A gay rights group in Lebanon says it's had to cancel a seminar in Beirut after threats from religious figures. The meeting was due to focus on discrimination against the gay community in Lebanon. The US Supreme Court has declined to hear an attempt by Republicans to revive the strict voter identification law in the state of North Carolina. This leaves in place a lower court ruling that the law intentionally targeted black voters. And police in Mexico have discovered a secret tunnel inside a prison near the border with the United States. The authorities say they use thermal imaging to detect underground activity. BBC News.